So when I say in the morning, Modeh Ani Lefanecha, I am admitting and thanking. You hear the word, by the way, you know why those words are the same when you admit when you thank somebody? Why they're the same? The waiter gives you soup.
You're recognizing.
You're recognizing the waiter is giving you soup. You're also thanking them, right? Thanking someone for giving you soup and giving you soup is like the same concept, right? They're providing for you. So you're thanking and admitting that you didn't do it yourself, right? Melechai v'kayam. Right, the God of ever life, right? Shechazarta bi nishmasi, that you gave me, you restored my soul. Now, here's the key. Bechamla, with mercy. That's a hard word. Now, what's rabba munasecha? How great is your
faith in us?
Ah, very good. It's faith in me that God has faith in each and every one of us, right? That's why we're breathing today, that's why we're alive today. Because God has faith, not that we have faith in God, but God has faith in us. And because God has faith in us, that gives us a sense of mission and purpose and why we're here and what we can accomplish and why we can even speak to God. Because if you're an ant doesn't talk to a human being because there's no relationship with them, right? An ant can't even communicate with a human being, right? And if you think an ant's communicating to you, you have other issues, right? But that's the incredible idea here, is that no, that God has faith and confidence in us. And, you know, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, please help me. Allow me to even speak to you and talk to you is an incredible opportunity, because God has confidence and faith in each and every one of us. And that's why we're here, and that's why we can actually accomplish so much. And working in tandem with God, if we use the gifts that God provided for us, then we can really accomplish so much. I think tefillah is a great example of that. So, okay. Now we're really going to stop.